At Fred Meyer, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Hey Spotify, this is Megan Maroney. I feel like I've always loved country music. It's a lot of storytelling and, you know, everybody loves a good story, so I think that's what makes it easy to listen to. To just see like a crowd of people connect with something that I wrote, it's really cool and I'm just excited to do more of that this summer. Brought to you by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Tap the banner to learn more.
Enjoy responsibly. 2023 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Today's show is sponsored by Little Steven's Formal Scarfwear. When you're out on the town or at a formal engagement, your tux just isn't enough if your head needs to be wrapped. So close the deal with Little Steven's Formal Scarfwear. You'll never worry about a thing when you roll into the party with your head looking tight in a Little Steven formal scarf. And use offer code LittleScarfMan to receive access to Little Steven's private fabric stash, including the ultra-rare Paisley Knights pattern. LittleStevensScarfwear.net, the coolest scarf you'll ever own. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling, and we are about to do another episode. Each episode of the show is an episode of Friends. So let's go and meet the friends. My friends, your friends, the friends, friends. Hey, welcome back for another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast here. I'm here with engineer Pat. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's good to see you back at 100%.
Yeah,
I'm
feeling a little better. Think I turned the corner with this thing. Speaking of turning the corner, this is an episode that turns the corner on the cast of Friends in a lot of ways. Season 2, episode 11. This is the one with the lesbian wedding. And, Carol and Susan are getting married, Ross's ex-wife and her current beau. Ross doesn't want to attend, but when Carol's parents don't approve of the wedding, Ross convinces her she should do the wedding anyway. Monica's catering the wedding, but falls behind because she's so busy planning everything that she her schedule is off in the actual preparation for it. She recruits everyone to help. This is the beginning of seeing Joey in Days of Our Lives as Dr. Drake Ramore. Meanwhile, Phoebe has a customer die on the massage table, and she believes that the old lady's spirit has entered her and won't leave her body until she can attend to unfinished business that the old lady had to take care of. And last but certainly not least, Rachel's mother comes to visit, and she announces that she's thinking about leaving Rachel's father. And this is an episode. This is, to me, you talk, Pat, about the top 10 of all time of Friends episodes. This one, for me, is a top 10 all-time episode.
Really?
Yeah, this is the show hitting on all cylinders. You have every kind of comedy in it. You have character comedy. You have weird stuff with Phoebe.
Where would you put this one?
I would probably put it low in the top 10. But
well, let's start the top 10.
We can slide these things around the top 10.
Okay, let's call it number 3.
Well, that's a little high.
You meant low, like
I meant low,
like
yeah,
eight.
Low, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's at 8.
We'll say it's at 8 for now.
Yeah,
yeah. Lisa Kudrow is great in this episode of doing Phoebe, portraying this. Because it's a tricky line to do a thing where you're literally trying to make everyone think you're possessed by the spirit of some old lady. Because she's making references to things that she doesn't understand herself. Like, Phoebe, as the old lady, references someone getting a bad facelift and they look like Soupy Sales now. And then she comes out of it and says, "Who's Soupy Sales?" That means she doesn't know who she believes it. It's not just her doing it as a... We're actually saying in the world of Friends, there is possession is an element,
yes,
of the world of Friends. I would also say in this episode, Jennifer Aniston, you see her with her mom in it. And when you see... Her mom's played by Marlo Thomas, who everyone knows from That Girl. And when you see the two of them together, you realize that Jennifer Aniston is a big star, and you see how she's a star, because she really is like the continuation of what Marlo Thomas had started when she did That Girl. And
there could be a whole podcast called TV Moms. I feel like
that could be a podcast. Yeah. You know? And
TV Mom, yep, podcast.
The TV Mom podcast. I mean, that's I don't know. Are you looking to do your own podcast? I guess it's in the air.
I mean, no.
I mean, it's
I mean, I'm flattered that you're saying that.
But apparently this show is turning into some sort of
a launch pad.
Launch, right? Pad, yeah. for people who I guess feel,
well, that would be betrayal, and I don't roll like that. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate that. And again, look, we've had some whatevers here. The cold thing, we're never going to get to the bottom of it. You say it was allergies. I'm positive you gave me your cold.
Yeah.
It's neither here nor there.
Going to agree to disagree.
The enthusiasm you bring to the show, Pat, though, I don't take it for granted. Today's show is sponsored by Little Steven's Formal Scarfwear. You roll into the party. Your tux is slamming. Your shoes are da bomb. But something's missing. Your head is hanging out there like an exposed wire. And you can't wear a ball cap to the party because you'll look like Mike Love. And he looks like such a dick with that dumb hat on. I didn't write this copy, I just want to say. As a sidebar. What's the solution? Little Steven's Formal Scarfwear. That's right. The E Street Band member and disciple of soul leader has launched his own line of formal scarves. And he's not messing around. Only the finest fabrics and patterns are used for Little Steven's exclusive line of scarves. Show up to the party looking like Silvio from The Sopranos or Lilyhammer. I don't know. He didn't wear the scarf on... Again, this is me talking now. I don't know who wrote this. He didn't wear the scarf on The Sopranos. It's a rock thing. When he's in rock mode, he has a scarf on his head.
He might have worn a scarf in The Sopranos.
He might have worn a scarf around his neck, not a head wrap.
Not a head wrap. No, he had a full head of hair.
And I never watched Lilyhammer, and I'm assuming he did not wear one on that either.
I feel like they wanted that to be almost like a sequel to The Sopranos. We're not getting into that. Without saying it. Let me just give it.
And use offer code LittleScarfMan to receive access to Little Steven's private fabric stash, including the ultra-rare Paisley Knights pattern. Little Steven's FormalScarfWear.net, the coolest scarf you'll ever own. So.
That's cool of them to sponsor that.
Yeah. I guess it's a marketing thing. They realize where things were, that this show fits a demographic or something. It's strange that it overlaps with that.
He does so much. Mm-hmm. That guy. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that, you still feel like we should do the, this day in history.
Yes.
Friends history.
Yeah.
Because this episode aired on January 18th, 1996. And again, written by Dottie Abrams, directed by Thomas Schlamme. Again, back to back, he did two in a row. And this aired on January 18th of 1996. So
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Right. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
We get it. Distractions happen. That's why we designed the fully electric, full-sized Volvo EX90 with the latest technology to keep you and those around you safe. Its two-sensor driver understanding system is designed to prevent distractions and help you stay focused. Reserve your Volvo EX90 today. Learn more at volvocars.com/US.
This day in Friends history.
Yes. All right. Well, I know one thing, and that is that 1996, when this episode aired, was a big year for what sport? The NBA basketball, Tom.
Okay.
Your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this day in Friends history, the Boston Celtics versus the Houston Rockets, that was 108-106 Celtics. And the Bulls versus the Raptors that day, it was 92-89. That's Bulls, the Magic 96 Bulls, continuation of the 95 Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Big year for the Bulls. Years.
Yes.
For the Bulls. Big year. Big years for basketball and the NBA. Some of your favorite stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Vancouver Grizzlies was 98-90, Cavaliers. And the Golden State Warriors versus the Milwaukee Bucks was 96-100. Go Bucks.
Okay.
So there you go for our sports fans and our basketball fans.
That's, So great.
Yeah. Did some work on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the segments. Friends first.
Friends first.
This is a few big friends first on this one. First time we meet Rachel's mom, Marlo Thomas. Correct me if I'm wrong, the first wedding we've seen on the show.
Yeah, you are correct. That this was, people left from weddings. I think the show opened with that.
Yes,
but this is the first time we're at a friend's wedding.
That's true. It did start with a collapsed wedding,
correct.
Which is also part of what because that was Rachel didn't marry Barry.
It's also the first for television to show a gay wedding.
Yes, I think it might be one of the first, if not the first. And I thought that was handled. It was handled respectfully in a lot of ways. I thought it was like they tried to make some jokes, but it's like nothing was horribly out of date in terms of the jokes. It's a sitcom.
It's a comedy show.
Yeah, I didn't think anything was just like that doesn't age well. But look, are the jokes all winners? No, they're not. But they weren't all winners in any episode. This is the first time we see Dr. Drake Ramore on television. See Joey portraying Dr. Drake Ramore.
Cut into the footage.
Yes, of him doing his acting. And so three big firsts for this episode. And you can't forget the impact that Marlo Thomas had on this because her character also draws a lot out of Rachel in terms of her saying it's like you got to live because she's thinking about leaving her husband. She's saying you didn't marry Barry, I married my Barry, which is her father. So the mom didn't get to live the life she could have lived. Not sure how that's a child's problem, but
sad stuff.
Yeah. Fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
In one scene in this episode, Rachel is saying along those lines of getting to do what mom wanted to do. Rachel says if her mother wanted to be like her, she should consider copying her hairstyle, which is an interesting thing because it's a
It's a joke on the Rachel.
The Rachel was so huge at that point.
That's an inside baseball, but it's
yeah.
But it's Friends ball.
Yes, inside Friends ball.
Yeah.
And but the other thing is, it's also a reference to because Marlo Thomas went through a similar phenomenon when she was on That Girl
is
in
that
the
right? 60s.
She had a hairstyle that a lot of people copied also.
It was the flip wig, right? No.
Yeah, like the cut straight down to the side. I'm not great describing hairstyles. She was influential with her own hairstyle 30 years earlier.
Yeah, it's you know, history repeats itself. This is, you know, this could be on the TV Moms podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with Phoebe saying that this the wife of Mrs. Edelman had inhabited her. Her spirit inhabited her.
A lot of funny stuff there.
Yeah. Because she would lapse into this voice that was funny and...
And then have a bunch of old-timey lines that only an old person would say.
Like at the wedding when she's opening a butterscotch candy and the crinkle is interrupting her. Yeah, so... But then the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
You said it was like that was loud for even my...
Yeah, that was so, I stopped mentioning it because I didn't want to.
Okay, well, don't worry about it.
But it is loud.
So Mr. Edelman, the widower shows up to meet with Phoebe. He says, "So you're saying your wife is in my wife is in you?" And Phoebe goes, "Yeah, okay. You don't have to believe me, but can you think of any unfinished business she might have had? Like any reason she'd be hanging around?" Mr. Edelman says, "Well, I don't know what to tell you, dear. The only thing I can think of is that she always said before she died she wanted to see everything." Phoebe says, "Everything?" Mr. Edelman says, "Everything." Phoebe's like, "Whoa, that's a lot of stuff." Mr. Edelman, "Oh, wait, I remember she also said she wanted to sleep with me one last time." And that's this old guy trying to get with Phoebe. She says, "I'm sorry, there's laughing in my head." That's the spirit of Mrs. Edelman laughing. And then Mr. Edelman says, "Worth a shot, huh?" And just as a side note, Mr. Edelman was played by... Phil Leeds, who was on a lot of different TV shows over the years. Phil Leeds was he's one of those character actors that you've seen in, let me pull up something from Phil Leeds here. Hold on.
Did you like that basketball stuff before?
Hold on, let me find this.
You know.
Phil Leeds. Yeah, I like the basketball stuff, but hold on.
Yeah. I know you like basketball.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, he was on Phil Leeds. He was on Everybody Loves Raymond, Roseanne, Larry Sanders, so many, like on Night Court. 30-something, Coach, Alf, Cagney and Lacey, Barney Miller.
Wow, Barney Miller.
Yeah. He was in the movie Sanford, the movie History of the World. He was on All in the Family, Starsky and Hutch.
Celebrated career.
Yeah, well, I mean, this goes crazy. Maude. I mean, I'm rolling back. I Love American Style. He was in Rosemary's Baby. He was on The Monkees, Car 54, Where Are You? Patty Duke Show. Yeah, so look, I'm not making this. I'm not here to make this the Phil Leeds tribute hour. But so nice turn from him. Rank the episode, top episode, first truly great episode in the series, my opinion. 10 friends out of a possible 10 on this one. They stuck this one perfectly. And when you stick one perfectly, when it comes to ranking the friends, that means everyone comes in first. There's no, in a perfect episode, that means everybody did their job. It's a six-way tie for first for the friends. Yeah. Classic episode. And
classic.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see, coming up, another big one's coming up next.
Well, wait, what about the...
The what?
You know, there was some controversy with this one. Some NBC affiliates, I thought you were going to mention, you know, tried to not air it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, please tell us about that.
Well, KJAC in Port Arthur, Texas, and WLIO in Lima, Ohio, they both said we're not going to air it. But because those are such small markets, Tom, nobody really noticed or cared. And so it was kind of still a win for NBC and for Friends. And, and that's all.
Yeah. And the other thing, I believe, as I look now, one final thing I was interested in. Let's see if this is true. Here's another. That would be a fun Friends fact. Well, not so much fun. The one you just said is the minister in this episode was played by Candace Gingrich, who is the half-sibling of Newt Gingrich.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of a broadside about the rights of the kind of rights that Newt Gingrich was against from a moral standpoint in terms of gay and lesbian weddings.
Was he?
Yes, he was. Oh, okay. I think we can assume Newt Gingrich was not a huge champion of gay and lesbian weddings. Let's get to it. Let's say goodbye. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It's a good episode of Friends and a good episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. And we'll be back with another one soon. And thanks for listening. And we will talk to you later. Bye. Woo. So when you say that thing about the affiliate thing.
Do you want me to cut it out?
No, I would say see if you can put it into the fun Friends fact.
I was waiting for a moment, but you were talking so fast.
Okay.
You know, well, you were just talking so fast.
Either hold your hand up or wave to me or something to get your to get my attention.
Oh, okay.
To say you want to put a thing.
That's cool.
So I would say see if that cuts together to go into that section.
Sure. Otherwise, cut it out.
Yeah.
Okay.